ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट नंबर 9। नायते राश्रम प्रायो धर्म हेतु महात्मनः शांतस्य समचित्तस्य बिभ्रूयादूतवात्यजे। नॉट यते हे Of the sannyasi ashrama, the symbolic dress, danda and kamandalu, rayaha, almost always, dharma hetuhu, the cause of advancement in spiritual life, mahatmanaha, who is factually exalted and advanced. Shantasya, who is peaceful. Samachittasya, who has attained the stage of being equipoised. Bibhrayat, one may accept such symbolic signs. Uta, indeed, va, or, tyajit, one may give up. Translation. A peaceful, equipoised person who is factually advanced in spiritual consciousness does not need to accept the symbols of a sannyasi. Such as the three danda and kamandalu. According to necessity, he may sometimes accept those symbols and sometimes reject them. Please repeat. A peaceful, equipoised person who is factually advanced in spiritual consciousness does not need to accept the symbols of sannyasi. Such as the three danda and kamandalu. According to necessity, he may sometimes accept those symbols and sometimes reject them. Purport. There are four stages of the renounced order of life: Kutichaka, Bahudaka, Parivrikacharya, and Paramhamsa. Herein, Srimad Bhagavatam considers the Paramhamsas among the sannyasis. The Mayavadi impersonal sannyasis cannot attain the Paramhamsa stage. This is because of their impersonal conception of the Absolute Truth. Brahmeti Paramatma iti Bhagavan iti Shabdate. The Absolute Truth is perceived in three stages, of which Bhagavan, or realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is meant for the Paramhamsas. Indeed, Srimad Bhagavatam itself is meant for the Paramhamsas, Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam. Unless one is in the Paramhamsa stage, he is not eligible to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. for Paramhamsas or sannyasis in the Vaishnava order, preaching is the first duty. To preach, such sannyasis may accept the symbols of sannyas, such as danda and kamandalu, or sometimes they may not. Generally, the Vaishnava sannyasis, being Paramhamsas, are automatically called Babajis, and they do not carry kamandalu or danda. Such a sannyasi is free to accept or reject the marks of sannyas. His only thought is, where is there an opportunity to spread Krishna consciousness? Sometimes the Krishna consciousness movement sends its representative sannyasis to foreign countries where the danda and kamandalu are not very much appreciated. We send our preachers in ordinary dress to introduce our books and philosophy. Our only concern is to attract people to Krishna consciousness. We may do this in the dress of sannyasi or in the regular dress of gentlemen. Our only concern is to spread interest in Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swa Padantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam. Shri Gurun Vaishnava Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Saganarghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya. Shri Radha Krishna Padan Saganalita Shri Vishakhanvitam. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostu. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya. Vancha Kalpa Daruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'm very happy to be here with all of you nice, wonderful devotees in the most holiest of the holy place, Sri Vrindavan Dham, and on the most auspicious occasion of discussing from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 13, Text Number 9. Na yate rashrama prayo dharma hetu mahatmana shantasya samachittasya vibruya duta vatyajet. This is about the discussion about the Varnashram system. And in this progressive system, the four Varna and four Ashramas are making it available for every person in human society, whoever wants to participate, to move forward in life, to make progress in life. The civilization and culture starts from Varnashram system. Outside of Varnashram system, there is no question of any civilized person or any culture in the society. So Lord Krishna, He Himself has introduced Varnashram. Chatur Varnam Maya system Guna Karma Vibhagasya. Varnashram system is not a caste system. You don't take your Varna according to your birth. You accept your Varna according to Guna Karma Vibhagasya. Means your quality, Guna, and Karma, and your activities. What are your proclivities? What is your aptitude and attitude in life? What do you want to become in life? You have attraction for sattva-gun activities, then you can be Brahminical Brahman. Or if you have some more of passion qualities, inclinations, then you can accept the Kshatriya Varna or administrative class, military, etc. And if you have business proclivities, that means there is a mixture of Rajas and Tamas also. Then you accept the Vaishya class. And if you don't have any of these and you have a lot of tamogun, sleeping activity, dreaming, like to sleep a lot, then there is the Kshudra. And outside of Kshudra, there is no Varna, there is no ashram, there is nothing. It is like animal life, more or less. So Prabhupada has very elaborately explained about this, and he wanted to establish Varnashram in the society, so the society, human society, can function properly, peacefully, harmoniously. So as the person makes progress gradually, finally he can come to this stage of Paramhamsa that is described in this verse, or also described as a sannyasi. Sannyasis, they go through four different stages. Finally, they achieve the Paramhamsa. And Srimad Bhagavatam, being the topmost literature, being the essence of all the Vedas, Upanishads, Brahma Sutras, Srimad Bhagavatam is the Paramhamsa Samhita. Means it is meant for the highest class of devotees of Krishna. The qualification to understand Srimad Bhagavatam is that you must be a Paramhamsa. So what if you are not a Paramhamsa and still you want to study Srimad Bhagavatam? Then you must take shelter of a Paramhamsa devotee and study under him according to his instructions, according to his explanations, according to his commentaries. If you study very carefully, then you also become a Paramhamsa gradually. So this is the verse, very important verse in this regard, because there is a lot of confusion in this world. So here is the description of Shantasya Samachittasya, these two most important qualities of the Paramhamsa Sannyasi, Shanta and equipoised and peaceful. In Mahabharata, Bhishma Pitama is addressing Yudhishthir Maharaj, and he's describing one great personality, Suvarna Varna Hemango Varangas Chandanangadi Sannyasa Kritshama Shanta Nishta Shanti Parayana. Who is this personality, Suvarna Varna Hemango? Lord Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So he is the person who came in Kali Yuga and he accepted this golden varna, and he had chandan on his forehead, and he accepted sannyas, sannyasa krit shama. He is fully controlled of his senses and fully in control of his mind, shama shanta, and is very peaceful, nishtha shanti parayana, and is completely dedicated to serve Lord Krishna. Shanti, and because of this, he is spreading peacefulness everywhere. Wherever he goes, people become very happy and peaceful. So that is the description from Srimad Bhagavatam. So whoever takes shelter of this great personality, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he can also become very peaceful get the qualities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gradually, step by step. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the Sikshastakam verses, how one can become peaceful and happy. That formula he is describing in the Sikshastakam. Otherwise, if someone does not want to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he will always remain not peaceful, restless. He will remain Shri Gornitai ki, Krishna Balarama ki, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar Bhagwan ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So, the world is full of turbulence, why? Because people are still, they haven't taken shelter, most of the people. How many people are there in this world, on the earth planet right now? More than 6 billion people. So how many are devotees who have taken shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? 1%? 0.1%? 0.01%? Something like that. Very, very few devotees compared to the world population. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Bhukti Mukti Siddhi Kami Sakali Ashant, Krishna Bhakta Shant, Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ata Eva Shant. Why Krishna Bhakta is Shant? Why he is peaceful and happy? Because he is Nishkam. He has no desire. Whereas Bhukti Kami, people come to the temple for darshan, to take the darshan of the deity, and they have a list of items. I want sun, my dear Lord, my God, give me the daily bread. God, please give me a nice wife, give me money, give me a car, etc., etc. They have a long list. So this is Bhukti Kami. And there is Mukti Kami. I want Moksha, Mukti Kami. So they are also disturbed. And Siddhi Kami, I want to be perfect, I want to be the greatest, I want to be God, etc. One time, the Prime Minister, he wanted to visit the insane asylum, Pagalkana. He wanted to see what's going on, what is the management doing, everything okay? So he went to the Pagalkana. And as he entered inside, he met a person. And he asked the person, what are you doing? So he said, I am getting out of this Pagalkana. The doctors have given me certificate. I am cured. I don't have any problem, so I'm going out. Then the guy asked the Prime Minister, who are you? So he said, I am the Prime Minister. So he said, oh, okay, go straight ahead to that counter inside the hospital, in the hospital. So the person is saying, okay, when I came here, I was also thinking I'm the Prime Minister. And now this patient, this another guy has come. So he has come to the right place. So the Prime Minister went inside the hospital. And one guy is saying, who are you? He said, I'm the Prime Minister. So the guy said, who made you the Prime Minister? So the next guy sitting, he said, I made him the Prime Minister. So the another person is saying, no, you cannot make him Prime Minister because I am the God. I can only make him Prime Minister. So like that, these pagal people, the mad people, are talking irrelevant. And the Prime Minister is just watching the whole thing, that this is what is going on and how the people can be cured from their disease, the process. What is the process that can cure? So in the material world, Bhukti Kami, Mukti Kami, Siddhi Kami, they're all thinking here, Prabhupada is discussing about the specific kind of sannyasis who pose themselves as sannyasis but who are Mayavadi people. So Prabhupada says they are not the real sannyasis, they are not the Paramhamsas. They may take the title, just like so many people may take the title of the Guru. If you go outside of outside world, especially in India, you will find a lot of Gurus, the so-called Gurus. They have taken the title of the Guru, but they are misleading people. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Asat Sangha Tyag Ei Vaishnava. Give up the association of this kind of people. Don't listen to them. Even they may talk very big, big words. They may be pose themselves as great scholars, etc. Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are warning not to listen to them. Because whatever they say is like a person in the madhouse talking nonsense. He still has the idea that I'm God or I want to become God. And therefore, these kind of people have to be avoided. Kale dosha nide rajan. In Kali Yuga, everybody is disturbed. Except for the devotee, everybody else is disturbed. This is the quality of Kali Yuga. So therefore, in this kind of situation, what is the solution? How you can keep yourself safe and how you can help others? There was a king and he wanted to look after his people, that what is going on in my kingdom, I want to check it myself. So he took his minister with him. Both of them are riding on the horse and they are visiting different villages, towns. So on the way, the king's button broke and fell down on the ground. So he told the minister, please pick up the button. So the minister picked up the button. He said, now you go to the nearby village and get a tailor so he can fix. So the minister said, okay. And he went in the village. He found a tailor and he said, Rajaji, he wants you. The king wants you. You come and help him. Bring a needle and a thread with you. So the tailor came to the king. So the king said, my button fell off. Can you fix it back? Put it back. Otherwise it will look very bad. So the tailor, he fixed the button in 2 minutes, he just stitched it back. So now, Raja, the king said, what do you want in return? You did some good service for me. So the tailor is thinking that I should charge him 2 rupees. In those days, 2 rupees was a very big amount. It's like more than 2,000 rupees nowadays. It used to be a silver rupee, long time ago. So this tailor is thinking 2 rupees, if I ask him, he's a very rich man, he's a king, he won't mind. But then the tailor thought that if I ask him for 2 rupees, and if he thinks that 2 rupees he's charging everybody, for just a little button? So how much he will charge for making a kurta? It's too expensive. So the king may become displeased with me, and you know, when the king becomes displeased, he can do anything. He can put me in jail. He can do anything he wants. So he said, I better not say. So he said, Rajaji, my dear king, please, I don't want anything. Whatever, if you like, you can give me. Otherwise, it's okay. So now the king is thinking, that he didn't tell me how much money I should pay him. So he thought that if I give him 100 rupees, then people will think that this king is so conjuice. He has millions and millions of rupees. He has so many villages, towns, cities in his, and still he just gave 100 rupees to the poor man. People will think bad. So he said, I give you 2 villages. So he just gave the tailor. The tailor was like, I wanted only 2 rupees, I got 2 villages. All the income, revenue that comes from 2 villages, a lot of money for the poor tailor. He became very happy. So the devotee, he is like, when he goes to Krishna, he doesn't ask for 2 rupees. He says, my dear Lord, whatever you think, you can give if you like. So Krishna is thinking, now I am the king of all the kings. I own all the planetary systems. I own the material world. I own the spiritual world. And now this devotee, if I give him little bit, what people will say? So the devotee, he is never a loser when he does not ask anything to Krishna. Let Krishna decide. Krishna always has the best. So therefore, devotee is always shanta. He does not have any particular demand that Krishna give me this, give me that. No, he doesn't want anything. So therefore, this is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says that when you go, my dear Lord, I don't want anything. I only want your devotional service birth after birth. I don't want anything else. So devotees, they know this and they follow very strictly the teachings of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whereas the rest of the people, they don't. So this is the gradual process of becoming Paramhamsa. Kiba Shudra Kiba Vipra Nyasi Kene Noi Jai Krishna Tattva Vitta Sei Guru Hoi. Who is the real sannyasi? Who is the Paramhamsa? Who is the real Guru? It does not matter whether you are Shudra, you are Vipra, Brahman, you are sannyasi, you are Vanaprastha, Grihastha. Doesn't matter anything. None of these things matter. Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta. Who is Krishna Tattva Vetta? How much you know about Krishna? That is the measurement. Here, particularly, Prabhupada is saying, Brahmeti Paramatma iti Bhagavaniti Shabdate. The Supreme Absolute Truth. What is the definition of Supreme Absolute Truth? Vadanti tat tat vidas tatvam. Yattat jnanam advayam, brahmeti paramatma iti bhagavan iti shabdate. The devotee, he knows the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a personal way. When he is chanting Hare Krishna, he is calling the Lord personally. There is nothing impersonal about the devotee's life. When he sees a person, when he sees another devotee, he understands that this is also, this fellow is also servant of Krishna, and he treats him as a Vaishnava. So everybody that he comes in contact with, he is able to treat personally, not impersonally. This is the difference between the devotee and the non-devotee. Because he understands not only Brahman, Paramatma, but also Bhagavan. Ajo visanna vayayatma. Bhutanam Ishwaropisan. Sambhavami Atma Mayaya. Lord Krishna, even though he is Aja, he is unborn, he is the owner of everything. He is the origin of everybody. Aham Sarvasya Prabhava Matta Sarvam Pravartate Iti Matva Bhajante Mam Udha Bhav Samanveta. The most intelligent people, they worship Krishna with love and devotion after understanding this fact that Krishna is the Sarvasya Prabhava, is the origin of everybody and everything. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. that he is the origin of everyone. All the incarnations, all the Lila avatars, all the Guna avatars, everybody is coming from Krishna. Ete chansha kalapumsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Swam. He is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the main teaching of Srimad Bhagavatam. Indrari Vyakulam Lokam Bridyanti Yuga Yuga. He comes in different forms, he takes different avataras in different yugas, but he is the same person. Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Nava Yauvanam Vedesha Durlabham Adurlabham Atma Bhaktav Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. So, why we worship Govinda? Why we worship Krishna? The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is residing in Vrindavan, who is the son of Nanda Maharaj. We worship him every day because he is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And everybody, everything is coming from him only. So, devotee is the most fortunate, peaceful personality, understanding this fact. Because he has taken shelter of the lotus feet of Guru and Gauranga, taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is described in Bhagavatam. Why did he come? Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sango Pangasa Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Sumedasa. The most intelligent person, what does he do? In Kali Yuga, he is taking shelter of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has come Krishna Varnam. He is Varnayati, he is describing Krishna, Visha or Krishna. He is not blackish color. Even though he is Krishna, he has taken the golden form. And he has come with his associate Sango Pangastra Parshadam. All his parshada, they are his spiritual associates coming from Golok Dham Vrindavan. And what is he doing? Yajna Sankirtana Praya. And performing Sankirtan Yajna. So, how we worship Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? By performing Sankirtan Yajna. Prabhupada says the main duty of the devotee is to preach Krishna consciousness. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Go everywhere, anywhere you meet, give him Bhagavad Gita. Explain him about Bhagavad Gita. Explain, teach him how to chant Hare Krishna. What is the holy name of Krishna? What is the importance of the holy name of Krishna? Nama vinu kichu nahi ka archauda bhuvana. Krishna mantra hoite habik samsara mochan. Krishna naam hoite pabe Krishna racharan. There is nothing else except the holy name of Krishna in Kali Yuga. Nothing else will work. Only the Krishna naam, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Naam, Hare Naam, Eva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva, 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 Gatir Anyatha. If someone is thinking that besides the holy name, there is something else that can work, the scriptures say no. What is that verse that describes? Dhyayato Makhai. Tretayam yajato makai dvapare paricharyayam kalau tad hari kirtanat. So in the Satya Yuga, what is the procedure? What is the recommended process? Meditation. Dhyayato Vishnu. And Tretayu? Huh? Yajna ceremony, all the yajnas described in the Vedic literatures. And Dwapar Yuga, Paricharya, deity worship. And Kali Yuga, Harinam Sankirtan. So So somebody can ask, then why the other three things, meditation doesn't work, the yajnas don't work, why these things, the deity worship doesn't work in Kali Yuga? Because Kali Yuga is a very dark age, and there is a very heavy cloud, just like if you go in Delhi, there's very heavy cloud of pollution. Even during daytime, there is so much smoke and darkness. You go in some cities in China, like Shanghai, then also you see the same thing, Beijing, Shanghai, many cities in China. They're the most polluted cities in the world. And because of that, there are a lot of problems. So Kali Yuga, there's a lot of prevalence of this darkness, tamogun. And therefore, these other, even though these processes are very good, the meditation very good, yajna very good, deity worship very good, but unless and until Harinam Sankirtan yajna is performed, these methods don't work on their own. They are not sufficient. So therefore, the recommendation here is Harinam Sankirtan. There was a very great, very big ship long time ago. You all know the Titanic. How many of you know the story of Titanic? The Titanic was a very, very luxurious ship built by very rich people. They had booked their seats, reserved their cabins in the Titanic. From England, all the rich people of the world, they were, first time the voyage was going to New York. And they were having nice time in the ship, but in the middle of the night, in the middle of the ocean, what happened? The ship had struck an iceberg, and there was a hole in the ship. So the water started coming inside, and gradually the ship was sinking. A lot of people died, all the rich people, their money, their gold, nothing could save them. They had to die. Very few people survived in the cold. It was very cold, freezing waters. So they died. Why the ship was sinking? Because of not the water outside of the ship, but the water that got inside the ship, that drowned the ship and the people. So similarly, Krishna says, if you let the samsara come inside your heart, then you will definitely sink, like Titanic. As long as you don't allow the samsara to come inside, you can live in the samsara, you can live in this world, no problem. But don't let it go inside your heart. What you have inside your heart? Only Krishna, worshipping Krishna, serving Krishna, nothing else. So, Padma Patra Ivambasa, Krishna says, become like a Padma Patra. No matter, the Padma Patra stays in the water all the life, but never gets deteriorated. If you put vegetable, any other vegetable inside water for few days, even couple of days, the vegetable goes bad, anything. But Padma Patra lives for whole life in the water, nothing happens. So Krishna says, live like that in this world by only letting Krishna and Krishna's service come inside your heart, nothing else. So I will stop here. If you have any questions or comments, please pick up the microphone. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for listening. Very kind of you. Hare Krishna.
I think you already answered this, but just to clarify. Can one be a Paramahamsa if he's not doing the Harinam Sankirtan of the Yuga Gaya?
One be?
Can one be a Paramahamsa if he's not chanting the holy names of this Kali Yuga?
There is no question of becoming a Paramahamsa if you are not chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And that also the Mahamantra, if you chant on your own or on somebody else's advice, then also it doesn't work. You have to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra on the order of a Paramhamsa, devotee of the Lord. Then only you can start the process of becoming a Paramhamsa. Otherwise nothing else will work. In Kali Yuga especially, this is the recommendation that is being discussed in this verse, that the devotee, he is very carefully chanting Hare Krishna under the order of a pure devotee. He is not chanting because he wants to chant, or some Mayavadi has told him to chant, or some non-devotee has told him to chant. No. The devotee, he is chanting because his Guru Maharaj has ordered him to chant Hare Krishna properly. So he very carefully is nurturing this sentiment that his Guru Maharaj is teaching him how to chant Hare Krishna perfectly. Then only you can, there is a hope for you to become Paramahamsa, otherwise there is no hope. Alright? There is someone else. The microphone may not reach there. There is another one.
If I may just make a small comment on the verse itself and the purpose, as it relates to a topic which is dear to my heart and which I've spent considerably and which I'd like to just humbly share. This verse here talks about the external symbols of a sannyasi, namely the Kamanda Guru, the Trinanda. It's interesting to note that in another chapter of the same seventh canto, there's a few instructions on how members of the Varnashram community should dress.
Yes.
And there's nothing mentioned whatsoever about how a sannyasi should dress. And the only verse that sort of alludes to external representation or external dress for a sannyasi is this verse. And it doesn't even mention anything about dress. It mentions symbols such as the danda, the kamanda guru, or the
yes.
And this is, I think, important for us to remember or to take note in the discussion about dress code in Krishna consciousness. And I think a word of caution is for us to be careful not to take a more conservative or more orthodox position.
This is a very, I understand your point. This is a very good, important point to understand. And the dress code is there. And Prabhupada is mentioning here that for preaching, there is no dress code. If you are a preacher and you're going to a foreign country where people, they are not appreciative of your danda and kamandalu, etc., three danda is mentioning, then you may not carry your three danda. You can go without it. You can even dress as a gentleman in regular dress and mix with people to enhance, to introduce them to Krishna consciousness, to make them interested in Krishna consciousness. You, Prabhupada is giving you permission to dress as a gentleman. So as far as the dress code is concerned, that Prabhupada is mentioning very clearly here in this purport. And at the same time, there is Prabhupada's instructions are also there, how to dress ourselves as a Vaishnava with tilak and kanti, etc. All the time, whenever possible, and especially in front of the deities or in front of the Guru Maharaj, or in front of the senior devotees or amongst the devotee community, it's very important to maintain the dress code. Whatever ashram that you are practicing, follow the instructions of those ashram. When you are in the devotee community or you are in the temple in front of the Lord, because Lord Krishna, He loves to see you with tilak. So that is that those instructions are there also. So you have to balance between the two. If you are preaching outside, supposing you go in China, then they don't allow the devotees dressed in dhoti and kurta. Some devotees, they tried and they were driven out of the country. Their visa was cancelled and it was stamped that you can never enter China again now. So there are places where you are not allowed to practice openly. So Prabhupada is saying that you just dress as a normal, regular gentleman and try to give Krishna consciousness to those most unlucky people of this world in Kali Yuga. The most important item he is saying is to introduce Krishna consciousness, make it interesting for people so they can take up Krishna consciousness very happily. So that's the idea Prabhupada is giving. Alright? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.